This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Seven candidates for the Democratic Party's nomination in the U.S. presidential race debated Tuesday evening in South Carolina, broadcast by CBS News. Former Vice President Joe Biden said he's determined to come out on top.
I intend to win South Carolina, and I will win the African-American vote here in South Carolina.
Mr. Biden, will you continue if you do not win South Carolina? You have said that South Carolina will determine the outcome of this presidential race. If you don't win South Carolina, will you continue in the race?
I will win South Carolina.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg was asked to defend the city's controversial stop and frisk policy that was linked to racial profiling.
We let it get out of control. And when I realized that, I cut it back by 95%. And I've apologized and asked for forgiveness. I've met with black leaders to try to get an understanding of how I can better position myself and what I should have done and what I should do next time.
AP's Washington bureau chief, Julie Pace, says this debate shows there's a reality that the candidates are dealing with.
Sanders has had two victories in the first three contests, effectively tied in the first state in Iowa. And next week in Super Tuesday, he could really start to pull away from the rest of the field in the race for delegates. So this was the moment where the candidates needed to start to draw some strong contrast with him if they hope to blunt his momentum.
The South Carolina primary is Saturday, and a few days after that is Super Tuesday. After the debate, Pete Buttigieg's campaign canceled three private fundraisers in South Florida planned for Wednesday. They cite illness as the reason for the cancellations. If you'd like more on these or any other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.